Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. Ever made a bonehead move in your kitchen? You're not alone. KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson tells 88.5's Dick Stein about her most recent kitchen blunder and those of her friends.
So, Nancy, how are things working out with that Instapot?
Okay, it's Instant Pot, not Instapot.
I knew that, but I like to get your goat.
My goat was got because I trashed my Instant Pot.
It's just as well, Nancy, because I am predicting that 6 months from now, yours and 80% of all the other Instant Pots will be gathering dust in backroom closets and basements.
You know, Stein, you owe me so much money for being wrong over the years that I'm going to hold you to that. So let me tell you what I did. Mac was complaining that whenever I let the steam valve release on my Instant Pot, it was taking the paint off the ceiling. So he suggested, and I thought, what a great idea, that I put it on our stove and use the big heavy-duty hood, right? It was a great idea.
You put the Instant Pot on your stove, your gas stove. What could go wrong?
My gas stove that's turned off.
I bet. I can see where this is going.
Well, that all worked real well until I was drinking some rosé the other night and making the cumin ribs, the lady and pup's ribs I love so much, in the Instant Pot where they steam so easily.
But then, let me guess, you made one small mistake.
I put the pot on the back burner while I tried to steam some broccoli in front of it.
I knew this couldn't end well.
I burnt the plastic face off of my Instant Pot. It looks like Salvador Dali did something with my pot. So it's completely unusable, had to be tossed.
It's too bad you got rid of it. I could have got DeGroote to weld a melted pocket watch to it for you.
I think that's a great idea. But instead, what I did is I went online to my Facebook page and asked my friends if any of them have ever had such a fail after posting the horrifying photograph. Everyone's done something as stupid as that.
Oh, boy. Dish it.
My friend Stephen Knight, he said, my toaster once burst into flames, and like an idiot, I panicked and tried to put it out by dropping it in the sink and running water over it. Needless to say, the appliance was toast.
I swear, those toasters do it on purpose. I have had a bad history with toasters, and when I'd finally had enough with one especially frustrating one, I actually went at it with a splitting maul.
And did you feel better?
You bet I did.
My friend Julie Perrine said that last week she plugged in her vintage Vitamix and it was already on. But what she didn't realize is the nozzle and parts were inside. So she said it made a really loud noise and plastic bits went flying all around the room. So
this is the kind of stuff that renders DeGroote helpless with laughter. If she's listening now, she's probably going to need oxygen.
And my friend Naomi said she once dropped, I love this one, she dropped a KitchenAid mixer, which she stupidly kept on top of her fridge, her words, in a tiny kitchen. She dropped it through a glass top stove.
Oh. Well, I'd like to hear about some more instances of not thinking it all the way through, appliance-wise, from the eaters listening right now to Food for Thought. And we'll put the picture of your Salvador Dali Instant Pot right on the Food for Thought post, along with bonus tales of appliance apocalypse at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Murphy never sleeps.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Oh, it's all fun and games until somebody melts their Instant Pot.
Stein.